From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the first time since the war, the leader of Vietnam has visited Washington, D.C. President Nguyen Minh Chet met with President Bush today. They signed a trade agreement, and Mr. Bush raised the issue of human rights. On his way home, President Chet is stopping in Southern California. Many in the Vietnamese community there are unhappy, and we'll hear about that in a few minutes. First, here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman with a report on today's diplomacy and the protests that accompanied it.
President Bush took no questions after the Oval Office meeting. He just briefly ran through some of the themes, from a growing trade relationship to the joint search for Americans missing in Vietnam and the long-term effects of America's use of the defoliant Agent Orange in the war.
I also made it very clear that in order for relations to grow deeper, that it's important for our friends to have a strong commitment to human rights and freedom and democracy.
Vietnam's president, Nguyen Minh Chet, said he and President Bush had open and direct discussions about their differences on human rights.
And we are also determined not to let those differences afflict our overall larger interest.
The Vietnamese president came here with more than 100 business executives. He signed a trade and investment framework agreement with President Bush and, as he put it, high-value economic contracts with American corporations. He says American business leaders showed him great hospitality, as did a farmer who he said kept hugging him.
And that demonstrates the desire for friendship between our two peoples.
But his meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday seemed to be a bit testy. While Chet tried to keep the conversation focused on trade, California Republican Ed Royce and others brought up the thorny issue of human rights and the lack of political freedoms in Vietnam's one-party system.
Silencing dissidents and suppressing religious freedoms are not the way for a close partnership. And I think that's the message that's being delivered here.
Congressman Roy said he found the Vietnamese leader evasive when answering questions and concerns about a crackdown on internet users and religious figures.
It is the worst crackdown on peaceful dissidents in 20 years in Vietnam. And if you look at the list of arrests, and especially for those who watched the show trial of Father Lee, a Catholic priest who tried to speak out in his one-hour trial, and was muzzled, physically muzzled in his chair. This is what's caught the attention of the NGO community worldwide.
Not only NGOs or non-governmental organizations are paying attention, hundreds of Vietnamese Americans wore T-shirts today with that image on it of Father Lee being muzzled in the courtroom. The anti-communist protesters came from all over the U.S. and Canada to chant and sing outside the White House while Vietnam's communist president sat down for lunch with President Bush. President Chet said he hopes Vietnamese Americans will be a bridge of friendship between the two nations, though that was not the mood outside. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.